It's a blessing and a curse that in life there's always more to read. The three books highlighted each week on the Book Club don't come close to covering all the great titles published each season, so to help with this, off the shelf. These days, it's common knowledge that grit is the key to success, but just how do children learn grit? How does environment, education, and class affect their dispositions? Can the adults in their lives help set them on the best course? In Helping Children Succeed, What Works and Why, NPR contributor Paul Tough follows up his best-selling How Children Succeed with an exploration of what we can do to lift up the next generation. It's Molly's senior year, but she has no interest in planning for college. Since her father's death 14 years ago, she's sunk into a deep depression, and her attractive therapist isn't making much progress. Between Molly's shifts at Fishtopia, her unpopular and unserious place of work, her mom tries to lift her spirits by baking the ultimate cake. But when the only thing worth getting up for is reruns of Golden Girls, can anything push you forward? From Cincinnati native Sherry Goldhagen comes a new novel, 100 Days of Cake. 3 years in Alaska can change a person. The extreme weather is only part of the experience. Angry moose are another. And to a Midwesterner, it's another world entirely. In her debut memoir, Fly Me to Fairbanks, Love and the Last Frontier, Michelle Miller Ferry details her adventures, humorous and sentimental, living in America's wilds. For more info on Paul Tough's Helping Children Succeed, Sherry Goldhagen's 100 Days of Cake, and Michelle Miller Ferry's Fly Me to Fairbanks, go to the Book Club at 91.7 section of our website, wvxu.org.